I'm reviewing a book for an organization that I work for, and I saw a really great activity. And that activity was take a look at two pictures that are nearly identical and find the differences. It's an activity that we do from very, very young ages. You give a child two pictures and say, what's different about them? That is so much a part of how we do things. Find the differences. Is that really the ideal? Is that really what we're supposed to do? Perhaps the answer to that can be found in this week's parasha. When the Mishkan is built and we're told to build it, it's Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Betocham. And there is a problem with that pasuk. Vasuli Mikdash, make for me a Mikdash. There's one Mikdash. Veshachanti Betocham. And then God will dwell Betocham among them, or among you in plural. It should be Veshachanti Betocheich. We'll have the Mikdash, and that's where God will be. What's the purpose? So the most famous answer is the answer of the Mefarshim is V'shachanti b'tocham. What is God saying? I'm going to dwell b'tocham in you, in your hearts. Yeah, that's right. You build me the Mishkan, and I'll dwell in your hearts. That's my goal. My goal is that you'll have something that will be able to create a place that I can then find my way into each and every one of your hearts. It's a beautiful idea. Beautiful, beautiful idea. But perhaps there is a little bit more to it. Perhaps you can suggest the following. What does God want? Vasuli Mikdash, make for me a Mikdash. What's the purpose of the Mikdash? The Mikdash is supposed to be a central place that all Jews will worship. Shachanti Petocham. When you're all unified, when you're all looking towards the same exact thing, Shachanti Betocham, I will look and dwell amongst you. God says, when you're all looking, not for the distinctions, not for the differences amongst yourselves, but you're all unified with this one idea of Mikdash, then says God, Shachanti Betocham, I'll dwell among you. I'll find a place in each and every one of you. That's what God is telling us. That all we need is to focus on the commonality, the fact that we're not that different from each other. I might be from this Shevet, you might be from that Shevet. I might be from the north, you might be from the south. There's a lot of little things, but what's the new? Those are just nuances. What's the great unifier? V'asuli Mikdash. You're worshiping God by that Mikdash. So many times in history, people find all the differences. And that becomes the breaking point. Begs the Torah. Begs God when he tells us to build the Mishkan. Vasuli Mikdash. Make for me one place. Shachanti Betocham. And then I could dwell amongst all of you. Have a good day.